systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number.
I like how
one every time.
There's not a single episode with you here.
194.
Hold on, I just have to say this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
I bet there's not a single episode that you don't laugh. After she says her name.
I didn't laugh.
You giggled.
You always do that. That wasn't even a snicker. That was a snicker fun size.
No, you're like
Matt,
so small.
Danny.
But that's what you do every time.
See? Why?
It's funny when you say I'm Danny.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Episode number 194. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for still listening.
If you are still listening,
thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit. We'll read it. 406-204-4687. Call us. We'll pick up the phone.
Actually, it probably will by itself.
It auto-answers by itself. I'd like to thank everybody for Monday night, for being here for the Monday night fights.
Sponsored by
the Jam Hole. Sponsored by my love life.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you all for being in attendance for that.
I hope they enjoyed that as much as I did.
Fucking rumble.
I still have not listened back.
It's like 50 minutes long.
So, and that wasn't even the whole thing.
No.
No, you should have been there for the rest.
The end of it, like, I'll tell you my side of what happened, and then she can tell you guys her making up stuff. The lie. Wow.
There's no lie.
It is. It always is.
So basically, after the show, did I bring you home?
Yeah.
I brought you home, and everything was cool, right? And I came back.
Right.
And what were you doing?
Was she cutting wrists?
she was slitting wrists.
Nothing, I don't think.
So, we got into it again?
Really? After I was gone?
Yeah.
I was like, pack your bags, bitch.
Really? No. You said that? No, she was probably like, I'm gonna pack my bags, you fucking asshole.
No, she's like, fuck you. And I'm like, maybe we're just not compatible. Because I need to have
sex. I'm version 1.5, and you're only version 1.2.
I know, and you can't go from 1.2 to 1.5. You have to go to 1.2 to 1.3.
And then 1.3 to 1.4. And then 1.4 to 1.5. Fucking computers.
So I'm just like, if you seriously don't like fucking, like, I really do, and maybe we're not compatible. And she's like, fine. And she, like, gets up. And it's, like, 2 in the morning at this time. And she, like, grabs her suitcase and throws it on the ground. And then she, like, starts just grabbing and clothes and shit, throws them on the ground.
Wait.
What?
You said, we're not compatible then. I wish I would have found that a couple months ago.
I wish I would have found that out.
And you walked outside and I was like,
smoke,
well, fine.
In my defense.
This shit.
In my defense.
And I grabbed my stuff, I got dressed, and I started packing my shit. And when you came in, you sat down on the bed, and what did you start doing as
I was
packing
like,
my shit?
Are you seriously leaving?
No, he was probably like, do you want to have sex?
No, that's not what happened.
That's what you should have said.
When you're done with that, can we do it one last time? For all time's sake.
Right.
You know,
since we're not going to ever again.
Right, ever again.
We might as well get one more.
Exactly.
In. Maybe two back-to-back. Who knows?
I mean, you'd hate for me to be right when I say, you know, we never do it. So.
Right.
Like, there, I just proved you wrong. I'm out. So, yeah, and she was packing up, and I'm like, are you seriously doing that? And she's like, yeah, I'm fucking done. I'm out of here. I'm like, all right. And then I went. Catch you later. Catch you later, dude. And then I went out, and I went somewhere, and then I came back in, and she was sitting on the couch, and I, like, went over and sat by her, and I'm like, do you want to have sex?
Did you really?
And she's like,
no, he did not.
No, I did not.
That's what he should have said.
Was she was bawling his eyes out.
We were both crying. You make it sound like I was the only one crying.
At least when I cry, I don't look like...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. When I cry, I stand and stare and look at you, and I just kind of have tears.
Because, like, from watching him cry, it just totally makes you not need to cry anymore. You're just
it was
so
such a pathetic sight.
She has no soul. Fuck.
You're emotionless, bitch.
Whenever a man cries, it's emotional, okay?
Oh, yeah. See, men don't cry all the time, so when men cry, they fucking cry.
like down there on the ground, like, Stella!
Yeah. It's not a pretty sight.
So I'm just like, fine, whatever. And she's like, fine, whatever. And she came and sat down on the couch. And I came and I gave her a hug, and I'm like, what happened?
You asked me to come back in bed with you because I figured I was going to stay that night.
Yeah, but
I was so tired.
After we talked it all out and shit, we broed it down.
Yeah.
Didn't you sit up in the room waiting for me to come to bed with you?
Yeah,
and I just never did
because
I fell asleep on the couch.
I came out and you're like, just go to bed. I'm like, well, come on. And she's like, just go to bed. I'll be in there soon. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I like laid there. I'm like, any day now. Kind of fell asleep and shit. And then it was like, I woke up again. It was like 5 o'clock. So I came out here and like dragged her into the fucking bedroom and took her clothes off and,
no.
and
then raped her.
Raped no. her. And then.
What's that
no
rape?
Raping.
It's only rape when it's, you know, not consensual. And technically that wasn't.
She
either.
Nodded her head. I was like, do you want to fuck? Okay.
Wow, she said yes.
So then the next day it was like all fucking, I woke up and I left for work. And
I woke up and there was 12 unread text messages on my phone.
She,
all
she woke
from him.
Up at like 3 p.m., by the way. And I had to be to work.
Noon.
I was like 2 hours late for work and I got to work and I'm just pissed off and I'm like, whatever.
You asked
and
me.
Then we ended up like texting back and forth for like 3 fucking
oh,
hours
fun.
Just while I'm driving. I know, like 160 characters.
It's like, just fucking call me. Jesus.
Well, no, because I'm like in and out of
oh,
you know offices and
yeah.
shit when this
in the
is
morning,
happening.
What did you ask me?
Are you leaving for serious?
No, do you want to have sex?
Oh, yes, do you want to have sex now?
You said, are you going to be gone before I get home?
That's right. Are you going to have your shit the fuck out of here before I get back?
No, you didn't say that. You said you're going to be here when I get home.
Are you going to be here when I get
home?
I
said
like,
no.
No, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, well, don't break it. What did I say? Don't break any of my shit.
Don't break
any
of my
computer. Yeah, he's like, how do I know you're not going to break all my shit? Because I know you've done that before.
You have done that in the past before.
I have.
For things less worse than this.
I have wrecked some shit.
She wrecks the fucking house.
Jesus.
I will.
It's like
wreck
Kitty,
it.
Just fucking tearing it up.
No.
Everywhere.
If I really had some sincere hate towards you, you'd know it. But, no. You asked me if I was going to be here when you got home, and I said no. And then we, like, text Ward. And the entire...
Why is sex so important? Because it is, whore! Fuck!
You're the whore! You are. You're such a whore. No, and then you came home, and I wasn't done with my laundry. I was doing a load of laundry, and as soon as it was done, I was out.
I don't think so.
Yeah?
You, honestly, I don't think you had any intentions of leaving. I think you did that to scare me.
Yeah.
It worked. Did
I knew it.
I don't know. She texted me that day, too. I don't know how she found the time to text me in between your 3 hours.
Oh, it was hard.
She must have been texting you while I was texting my ex, like, just, what the fuck is up with this? Is this normal? And she's like, yeah, if you're 60. I'm like, I know. That's what I'm saying. So that must have been when you were texting him.
Must be.
So what'd she say?
She said she was definitely, it sounded like she was seriously leaving.
Definitely leaving.
Yeah.
But you know how I kind of figured you weren't? Because you never took off the jam hole necklace.
Oh.
Never
I wouldn't
once.
Take it off. I'd keep that
the
bitch.
The fuck you would?
Whatever.
Sterling
no,
silver.
I'm a conniving bitch. I will take
that
shit.
He's taking
that
from you.
I know.
If you leave.
I was contemplating on taking the Vio.
No.
What?
You can take the fucking RAM you broke in it, which was supposed to be here today. Thanks, UPS, for effing me.
I was going to say that necklace is, you know, yours, but the vial is, like, not at all.
No. It's nobody's.
It's
actually
mine.
It's actually
I put in my time for that fucking thing.
Yeah, well, technically, Rain gave it to you.
That's right.
So
but
it is
technically
yours.
I'm the one that went in and picked it up.
True.
And put my life on the line.
I don't know. There was no life on the line. You're playing it up.
By
whatever.
The way,
they called you saying
there was
to pick
a SWAT team out in front when I went there. And
nice.
I was like,
they were in front
of
Borders.
I had my disguise on and shit.
Which was what? Your work uniform?
By the way,
yes.
I went to her MySpace.
Whose?
Rains.
Oh, has she really?
That's not who I was talking to, but yeah, she's fucking. She's awesome.
I don't think he would ever talk to her
pictures.
About. Relationship advice.
And like, wow.
What? Of her?
Yeah.
Of what?
Her face.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, be nice. She was nice.
I didn't.
Have you seen pictures of your face?
Yeah, wow. I like my face. I don't think she likes her face.
Why?
To look at
was it. Was it all cut up and shit?
Kinda.
Jesus, God. Dude.
Wow, man.
So what I figured out is that.
Well, and also, how much older is she? Than,
yeah, she's like 43, dude.
Yeah. So you gotta, like...
Do the math.
Yeah, you gotta do the math.
When you're 43, we'll see what's up.
We'll
are
see
you
what
really
you look
fucking
like at
a 43-year-old?
Well, he did get that laptop.
I know.
I mean...
Wow.
But she's not that old.
Don't make me
nothing.
Feel bad for that. So what I figured out was either A, she really likes this show and she wouldn't just leave because she loves being on this show, or B, living with me and fucking me is not as bad as living with her parents, who are totally fucking crazy.
Well, and live way the fuck
and live
out of town.
Way the fuck
like,
out of town.
Like, this is more you're more convenient for her.
Exactly, and that's what it started out as. That's why she moved in the first place, was because it sucked, like, MDS says, be nice, Danny. She's not 43. He probably knows exactly how old she is. I wonder if she still listens.
I don't know. Maybe.
If you're
she
listening,
still has pictures
call...
of you on her MySpace.
When was the last time she logged into her MySpace, though?
Yeah, right. Like,
probably
this
not...
month.
Really?
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you stalking her?
No, I was just checking out stuff. I do that.
Okay.
So then I got home from work. And she jumped my shit.
What do you mean?
Fucking let's fuck now.
Really?
I did not.
You kind of did.
What was that? No, you know. I was sitting right here writing in my book.
Yeah, no,
making me horny.
She was sitting here and I went and sat there and she's like, come here. And I came over here and she's like, I'm sorry.
I did not ever say I'm sorry. No, I did
Fine.
Not.
What happened then? What really happened?
Okay, you sat down with me. And then I laid back on the couch and told you to come here, and you curled up and put your head on my shoulder, and we didn't say anything, and you just cried into my shoulder.
Oh,
and you were crying too. Good.
I can just picture it.
Okay.
How was he crying then?
I have more of a stern cry.
How was he crying?
She cries like a man.
Well, you demonstrate for me.
Why just stand there and look like this with tears?
Okay, Matt, you show me how she cries. Come on. Okay, now Danny, show me how Matt cries.
It was cute.
And then you guys fucked.
And then we fucked.
Now that was some serious live making.
And then today.
What
guess
about
what
today?
Happened?
You guys fucked.
Fucking A, 2 days in a row, so I have to get her.
So guess what's going to happen next week when she won't put out at all?
I'm going to get
another
her so
fucking,
pissed
yep,
to then, where she wants to leave, and then the next 2 days I'm in, like, sin.
Right. And then the next 2 days you're getting mad pussy.
I know, it's great. Sucking dick and everything.
Wow.
She's like a brand new woman.
You got it figured out now.
I know. You just gotta piss them off.
Until they wanna leave.
That's right.
And then they think about how awesome you are.
Keep in mind, this only works if where they are going to
is
worse
than where they are.
Than where they are.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
The only thing that made me stay
was the cat.
The cat. Which is funny because I was going to leave a note that's like, if you go, take the fucking cat with you.
Well, please. Now she's definitely going to leave. You shouldn't have said that.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, then that doesn't explain why she wanted to fuck so much.
So speaking of the argument, we got a email saying to us, to info@thegeneral.com, from Paulo. That was an amazing display of insanity.
Wait, MDS says, Matt, if you would suck her dick censored more often, there wouldn't be so many problems.
I suck her dick daily.
Do you?
Yes,
she won't let you suck it that much.
She does.
She'll be like, no.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
So, see, this is what you need to do. You gotta be like, instead of asking, do you wanna fuck? Cause she always says no.
Yeah, like,
she just says no that you want me to suck your dick? She'll be like, yeah.
And then, like, just the tip, like, yeah. Can I just put it in just, I just wanna see what it feels like.
See, you gotta play it down.
I just wanna see if I'm even gonna like this, cause chances are I'm probably not good
Since
at it.
Since you're not in the mood, I just wanna, like, put it in just the tip.
Dip my toes in. You know what I mean?
I just wanna, you know.
Okay, any other sexual innuendos for swimming? Or wait, was it swimming?
I don't know.
Okay.
Or was it just the tip?
That was an amazing display of insanity. I do think it is very important for Danny and Matt to argue without Braden's help.
I just was doing it because I thought it was funny as hell.
That was not helping.
Braden.
But I did it because it was funny.
Braden.
Yes.
You just agree with everything Matt says, and Danny has to argue with two people, and that's not fair.
But it's funny.
Not fair for her.
No, it's
she has two boobs. I do
it. See, I do that because it's funny, and on the show, I do, because it's during the fucking show. I wouldn't do that if we weren't doing a show.
Well, right.
Like, if we were doing a show and you guys started, if we were doing a show and then we stopped, and you guys started arguing after the show, I wouldn't say
you
anything.
You would be like, hey, Danny, yeah, you should suck it. You'd get punched in the face.
No, I only do that during the show.
You want more attention to your dick. I'm
I don't
to
care
give
about
you
your
right,
right
now.
Not right now, asshole.
Why not?
Fine. Stop the camera.
I'm not going to... I can't stop the camera. Just watch that. Jesus. Are you guys done?
Shit. Will you trade spots with Braden, please?
No.
Fuck. So I appreciate you having my six on that.
I really don't have your... don't have any opinion either way.
While we were
honestly
arguing last night, Braden was texting me what to say.
Yeah.
You were actually arguing with him, not
the
me.
The whole time. And that's why, like, you couldn't get anywhere. It's not that he just wouldn't, you know, be
totally
flexible. It's just because it was me, and I don't give a fuck. So I'm just, like, saying whatever.
I have no stake in this at all.
Yeah, like, either way.
So, wow. Matt, argue for yourself and ask Braden to stay out of it. And you are being totally self-centered, my opinion, but so is Danny, even more than you are.
What?
Way more than you
it
are
does not
because
say that.
Danny is a huge bitch.
It does
whoa,
not
Paulo.
Say that.
Hey, wow. That's my girlfriend you're talking
It's good. Paulo's got your six, too.
I know. It's awesome. We both know that if she would fuck you more, this whole thing would not even be a problem. But since she's a dumb bitch, that's just how it goes. You are both arguing about what each of you want. And I have not heard either of you talk about we or us.
I gotta
go take a wee. Yeah. Hold on. There we go. That's the problem. Oops, I meddled. Good luck, guys. You two are good for each other. Remember that. Love, Paulo's nuts.
Enjoy your penis.
Enjoy your penis. Oh, fuck. So that was about it.
Yeah.
But I asked around, because... Maybe it is me. Maybe I did date some sluts. But I asked around, and the general consensus is, yes, women do enjoy sucking massive amounts of penis.
Right.
That is ridiculous, because I asked around, too, to a bunch of guys.
You asked lesbians.
I asked guys.
You asked...
That happened to be gay.
Well, no.
They like getting their dicks sucked, though, too, I'm sure.
I even did ask a gay guy. to be honest.
Yeah, but just because they're gay don't mean they don't get their dick sucked.
Right, no, but I asked a gay guy and a bunch of other guys that I know. And I'm like, has every girl you've dated loved to fucking gobble
on your
cock?
You gotta ask guys that actually have had girlfriends.
Right. They have.
But you can't like ask guys that are in relationships if their girl likes to suck dick. You ask them, before she suckered you into all your stuff, did she used to suck dick? Because then the answer would have been, oh, fuck yeah, all
every
the time.
Day, yeah.
But ever since she moved in, that's kind of weird now that I think about it. Yeah, she hasn't sucked it once since we started living together.
You know what I mean, though, but it's not abnormal for a chick to not like to do that.
Right, it just so happened that every single solitary girl that I've dated ever in my life loved to. Just weird coincidence.
Weird
coincidence. But everything's cool, huh? We made a compromise.
What's your compromise?
I don't even know.
She'll have sex with me every day as long as I never ask for it.
Really?
What?
Really.
No, that's not the compromise. There is no compromise.
That was the compromise,
I didn't compromise the shit, and not every chick loves to suck dick, okay?
Well, that I'll give you that, because lesbians generally don't.
Right.
But every straight chick does, absolutely. You're a closet lesbian, maybe.
Yeah?
I just thought of that.
Whoa.
Huh. You might be a closeted lesbian.
I don't like vagina.
I'm dating a fucking dyke. That is sweet.
How is that sweet? And it's only sweet if she brings other girls home.
All right, and
with
they don't look like dykes.
Right.
Right.
And they will still let you have sex with them. Otherwise, it kind of completely defeats the purpose.
MDS says... I'm going to kill you. MDS says, I think Matt is more in love with his dick than Danny is.
Hey, you got to respect the cock.
Well, yeah, of course a guy is going to love his dick more than anyone else. It's his.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I love my dick.
Right, he's got my back.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not just me, though.
Or he's got my front.
It's not just me. So, did you see that?
Did you cry like a bitch? Sorry, I saw
I didn't.
That.
I would like to see that.
I'm surprised she didn't have the camera on.
Wait.
I wanted to. I thought about it. I thought about taking pictures with my phone and fucking twittering.
Except that she was too busy also crying.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I don't cry. I'm cool
just
when
a
I
big
cry.
Cry.
That just means that it's not just about the sex, that I really do enjoy your company.
No, you just like sex so much that if you don't get it, you cry.
That's what it was. He's like, we want sex so bad.
So May 23rd. No joke.
I'm moving out.
Saturday, 8 a.m., Depot Park.
Is it 8 or 9?
It's 8.
It says
really?
9 on the flyer.
Right, because we're not on the flyer. We are from 8 to 9 before it starts.
So nobody even knows that we're going to be there.
It's a surprise.
No one's even going to be there yet because the show won't start.
The people setting up will be, yes.
Okay, but
and
that's it.
That's fine because everybody on the jamhole.com/live, if you will focus your attention to Braden's cam.
Right.
That big giant sticker in the back of him. In real life, that thing is bigger than me.
Yeah.
Much bigger than me.
You know, that's not saying much. At all.
Well, right, but it's huge, is what I'm saying.
It's not that huge.
We got
You're
three of them. We have that one,
and then two little sticker
things for free.
Free, just because we're doing the show for the bands that are setting up.
Right, and then we're going to stream the whole concert live on thejamhole.com/live.
Wait, are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. If whoever's doing the sound has their shit together and can give me a cable that I can plug into something.
I thought you were doing the sound.
What?
I totally thought I heard that a while ago.
Who said? Am I?
It was a long time ago.
I think so.
Who the fuck said that?
It was
that
at the first meeting at the VFW.
I'm doing the stream.
Yeah, you're doing our shit, not
anyone
else's.
Why would I? Really? Who thought that?
I don't know.
Who said that? I thought Ryan, our salt guy, is doing the sound.
I don't know. I hope so.
Wow. Anyway. So, yeah, on thejamhole.com/forums, if you go to the events thing, you'll see that there. We'll be there. Live audience, first one. It's going to be fucking awesome. And if it sucks, that's cool. We got a huge fucking banner now.
And two little ones.
We can just start a fight out there and
yeah, let's people just start will probably a huge watch. Fight.
Like, oh my god, look at that chick, she's gouging his eyes out.
That'll get a bigger crowd than any of the bands.
Can we just start humping right there on the table?
No.
Why?
There's
it'll be like
there.
Doing it on live video without the lag.
But
yeah,
it would
but
be
the people
illegal.
Will come up and like actually kick
right,
you
that's
or
a decent
something.
Exposure.
Hey, we rented that whole motherfucker for the day.
It's
we can
still
do whatever
a decent
we...
exposure.
It's decent. No, have you seen it? It's no. decent.
Not to people driving.
Okay,
by.
So did you have anything else you wanted to say about that?
About that.
Oh, and then we did it today again. Did I say that?
So how many days
she's
in
like,
a row?
She came in two now. She came in and she's like, I am bleeding all over the fucking place. Let's do it. I'm like, yeah, go shower.
Man, maybe if she was on the rag all the time, she would have sex all the time.
All the time.
I think, is that what it is? She just gets horny
right,
when she's on the rag?
She does it and then, like, we're done and shit and she, like, won't let me out of her. She, like, holds on to me and I'm like, this is getting really gross. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
And then she like starts squeezing like if my dick wouldn't have been in there it would have just went like yeah. that and I'm like dude don't do that don't do that and I can feel it I'm like don't do
that's
that
so
and I
just, disgusting.
Like I broke off and blood just oh it was just, so gross just
God.
It feels so cool though I'm like stay wait no don't go wait stay. It's awesome.
You're disgusting.
It feels really good.
Her. I'm not the one bleeding, okay?
And then while you were outside, like, oh, when you,
man.
When you
are
left,
you really going to tell
yeah,
on
when
me?
When you left to go get Rockstar?
Yes.
She's all like, really loud. And then, really loud. And I'm like, really?
Did she go, Kitty!
No, she went Brayden! Right then. And I'm like, you're disgusting. And then, like, no, and then, like, 2 minutes later,
that's
she.
So foul!
2 minutes later, she rips ass again. And I'm like, really?
Jesus.
And she's like, well, I gotta get it out before Matt gets back.
Yeah! That's some effed up joke.
It's like, yet you'll, like, hold his dick inside your twat and then, like, push blood all over.
Semen blood.
Semen blood.
Semen blood.
Right, because it's after you have came.
In, right. Because when your girl's on the rag, you can come inside her, and that's okay. It's like birth control.
Or when she has a cyst in there.
Well, the being on the rag also helps.
Yeah. Actually, I think that doesn't help at all. That's what I heard.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Like, don't
that's
ever...
actually a myth.
Myth having, busted.
Having sex on the rag will not get you pregnant. I'm pretty sure
how?
That's a myth.
There's no egg there to
that's
fertilize.
What I always, that's
it's,
what I always thought, too.
It's
but
dumping out.
That's not
it's
what
it's a
I've,
bloody mess.
It's dumping out.
It is.
I don't know how all that works, because I don't really care.
So...
yeah, Matt and I probably know more than you.
Right.
Probably.
The cycle, the female cycle.
The cycle.
So did you guys, I'm sure everyone that uses Google Notice today on their main page, if you're not using
iGoogle. I haven't
Google,
used Google today.
Hey, wait.
If you're not using iGoogle, what?
When we did it yesterday?
Yes. It was awesome.
And you're in tears.
What?
What?
Cry sex?
What? No, I don't
I remember
how
that.
Often do you cry?
I said,
daily,
I love you.
Daily, my friend.
I
daily.
I said, I love you, and you looked at me, you're like, I love you.
Oh, God. I don't think so. Now
I
think you're seriously yeah.
no,
making up stuff.
I even if she is making it up, I want to believe it.
He pulled me to him, so I couldn't see it. And I knew it.
It was she felt the tear drop.
Yeah. My shoulder was yep. kind of wet.
Yeah,
it was
really?
Damp.
I think that was from earlier then.
Was there that much tear?
No, did you just get semen in your eye?
That might have been.
That might have been what
you
felt.
You have no idea. All right, check this out. Well, listen to this. After we got done on the couch, like, you know, him crying and
right.
Jesus Christ!
And more emphasis on Matt crying.
More, yeah, lots of crying.
Everyone cries.
And that's why
that.
I changed my mind. I'm like, aw, he really does love
aww,
me. How cute.
He's so
like
cute
a,
when he cries.
Stop. I'm gonna stop being a bitch and holding out on him all the time.
It was
only
cute.
When she sees
like,
you
aw.
Cry. If you cried every day, you'd probably get sex a lot more.
I know, and from not even just her. Chicks yeah. are like, aw, he's crying. That means he has emotions.
Yeah.
I wanna have
now
sex
I'm horny now.
So what were you saying?
We ended up, what did we do? We were like making out and stuff on the couch. And then we moved into the bedroom and we started doing it and stuff. I mean, this wasn't like sex. This was like, I'm fucking like making fucking love, goddammit.
This is like this is making 2 weeks love. Of pent up fucking frustration. And
2 weeks? We had sex like the night before that.
Well, it seemed like 2 weeks.
Well, you're a fucking horny 12-year-old.
My dick runs on different time zone than normal people. I guess. People.
Like, one day for your dick is like an hour.
Yeah. It's like on Mars. Like, days, it's way different.
It's totally
way different.
But yeah, this was like some serious, like, I fucking love you sex. And then, like, he tried to, I could tell you were, like, trying to hold off on the whole exploding thing.
Right.
You're like, oh, God,
I can't. Make it last longer for her.
Yeah, yeah, well, that, and the longer you hold it, the further it goes. So right. I was trying to hit her in the face. Yeah.
Did it work? Like
that. He pulled out, and he's, mind you, he's at, like, my legs, right?
Uh-huh.
It goes
that's generally
from,
where the vagina is.
Yeah. Right. It goes from there all the way up to, like, my chin.
Nice. Almost got it.
Like, all over. Not in just, like, one concentrated spot.
Not shit. From concentrate.
It hit up here
but
first.
But you had to concentrate.
But it looked kind of like it.
Yeah.
It hit up here first by my collarbone.
It was like a rock
and
skipping.
And it went for, wow. Just like down, it down, like, down, down, down.
You should squirt it in her hair
under
next
the,
time.
Under the chin, knocked her head back. I thought she was going to break her neck. I was like, ooh,
that was
shit.
The most, like,
blow job Betty
load I'd ever seen. It was all, it was like splatter paint. It just looked like,
and it was everywhere. Fantastic.
Nice.
So, can I tell you about something awesome?
Sure.
So, on Google, if you notice today,
you still should have rubbed your dick on a piece of paper today.
That was what? Disgusting.
Why?
Because there was blood everywhere. She bleeds enough for like 3 people. I'm not even kidding.
You should have wrote your name.
She's
in her
rocking.
Blood.
I wanted
your
him to
dick.
Grab a piece of paper, rub his dick on it.
Yeah, just write your name.
Because she wouldn't let me go, so I like took it and I smacked her with it, and it made like this cool little print on her stomach.
Blood. God.
War paint.
It was not good.
She's got a little plasma bank going on.
Oh,
down
in the
there.
Shower? That was so great. Like,
what? No, this might be disgusting enough that I need to hear it.
Say it.
Come on.
No, what'd you say? You go ahead and say it. He's looking. No, fuck.
What?
He's looking. He's in the shower. He's rinsing off and trying to get clean and shit. He looks down. He's got his dick in his hand. Uh-huh. And he looks at it and he goes, oh, there's chunks in it.
What?
I was, because, like, everything I was washing off, it was going down the drain, and there were big chunks. I looked down, and I was
chunks of
I was
what?
Like, that's gross.
Body stuff.
From in you?
Yeah.
You're gross.
I get.
You're disgusting. I just want to count how many times I can say you're disgusting.
That's the inner lining.
A disgusting man.
Yeah.
It's the inner lining
so, okay,
or whatever.
So this
it's
Google thing.
Stuff.
Will you pack that ball and I'll tell you about okay. This Google thing.
There's already weed in it.
Okay.
I mean, salvia.
We'll finish that what weed salvia.
This salvia
so,
weed.
So right, on Google, they change their logo whenever there's holidays and shit like that, right? Mother's Day, it's a picture of your mom. Father's Day, it's a picture of your dad. Excuse my face. Memorial Day, Labor Day, all that kind of shit. Valentine's
right.
Day, it's
Google
Cupid.
Always has to change their logo to match
and,
the holiday or whatever fucking day.
Right, okay. So, and sometimes when there's big news, they will change their logo to something that has to do with the news story.
Right, right.
So today I looked at it, you know, briefly before I went to
wait,
work.
Wait, so when there's a swine flu outbreak, was there this big Mexican
yeah,
Mexican
was,
up there?
And it was a pig with
wings.
It was
wings. Google in Spanish. Is
flying.
It was. Yeah, and then a pig flying. It was a Spanish pig flying, saying Google.
Right. So, I looked at it briefly this morning, and there was a little picture of what looked like this cat, or skeleton of a cat, or something. I just glanced at it, and I didn't think nothing of it, so I got to work, and I looked at it, and apparently, when you click it, it brings you to the news search of whatever it has to do with.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, there was a fossil unearthed.
A fossil?
A fossil.
Like dinosaur fossil?
Kinda.
Like human fossil?
Like the missing link found? Question mark?
What?
Yeah. Is this it? Scientists unveil fossil.
I don't know. It's missing.
A 47-million-year-old primate, Darwinius Massilla.
How do you even figure out it's exactly...
Carbon dating, isn't it?
Exactly? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's pretty accurate with that shit, I would imagine. That, and they know roughly because, you know, it's all done in, like, in sediment. It's sedimentary rock, kind of. Because
they can tell how old it is just from the dirt.
Right, so that'll give them an idea, and then they do the carbon dating.
Right.
So, basically, they found the remains of this... In between what Homo erectus and us, Homo sapiens, which is this thing, and it's fucking, it's so crazy looking. Feast your eyes on what a group of scientists call the holy grail of human evolution. A team of researchers Tuesday unveiled an almost perfectly intact fossil of a 47-million-year-old primate they say represents the long-sought missing link between humans and apes. Officially known as Darwinius Massilla, the fossil of the lemur-like creature dubbed Ida shows it had opposable thumbs like humans and fingernails instead of claws. Hmm. Scientists say the cat-sized animal's hind legs offer evidence of evolutionary changes that led to primates standing upright, a breakthrough that could finally confirm Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. So, every time... Like, you know, Christians and Bible people, like, one of their biggest things is, like, well, if evolutionary theory is true, then why are there all these gaps in the fossil record?
In where they have been evolving.
Right.
Like,
and it's like,
so you should be able to see each step through the time of that creature changing.
Assuming there's intermediary species, which, when, you know,
there
should
be. You would
think,
there should be if they're actually evolving.
So that's one of their big things all the time. And every time there's a fossil found like this, they're like, oh, that's bullshit.
Right. Where's the missing link in between connects them?
It's so stupid. So then, it's called gap theory or something. When you find something that fills a gap, they open up two more gaps.
Right.
And you never, because
they're always going to think of some fucking bullshit argument to throw
at it. Well, right, and their whole argument is, well, it's God, so that fills their gaps.
I mean, because God, it's God.
What
more do I need to
say? Done. Well, fucking done.
Yeah.
Fire all the scientists. We figured it out.
Right.
It's God.
It's God.
Congratulations.
That's the answer to everything.
Jesus. quote, this specimen is like finding the lost ark for archaeologists. Is that a pun? Lost Ark, archaeologist?
No.
Is that what he was trying
Raiders
to do?
Raiders of the Lost Ark? Indiana Jones?
I don't think they're trying to make any kind of funny.
Well, I was thinking maybe that was like an archaeologist joke.
Yeah, like some archaeologist.
Every science field has its own, like...
Like, we just don't get it.
Inside joke.
Yeah, it's more like a joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The fossil will probably be the one that will be pictured in all textbooks for the next 100 years. A team of amateur fossil hunters discovered the near-perfect remains inside a mile-wide crater outside of Frankfurt back in 83. If you found it so long
in
ago,
83?
Like, what's the deal?
Wait, you found this fossil?
Yeah.
And now
that's when they first found it, though.
Right.
So I guess it takes a long time to, like, dig it up and clean it up and put it together.
There could have been some kind of report about it, for fuck's sakes.
Mm. I would just play the song.
So over 20 years ago.
You know, and then I'd just put it together. Like
but that's over 20 years ago.
Yeah,
they could have gotten it out before then. And
well, maybe they had to put it on hold.
Maybe we need funding.
Right, maybe they had other things.
We ran out of shovels.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Brushes to dust it off.
They're just
with.
Fucking lazy. They're like, I want to take a vacation. I want to celebrate my findings.
Experts believe the pit was a volcanic caldera where scores of animals from the Eocene epoch were killed, and the remains were kept remarkably well preserved. Though the pit has been a bountiful source of other fossils, the inexperienced archaeologists didn't realize the value of their find. Years later, the University of Oslo bought the 95% intact fossil, and Hiram studied it in secret for 2 years.
Hmm.
Why
did he have to keep it a secret?
I don't know. His colleague, Jens Franzen, hailed the discovery as the eighth wonder of the world. Quote, we're not dealing with our grand-grand-grandmother, but perhaps with our grand-grand-grand-aunt, Franzen said. The unveiling of the fossil came as part of a carefully orchestrated publicity campaign unusual for scientific discoveries.
Huh.
And that is it. But it's so awesome. So then, Burger sent this in to us from the Stumble account, and this site is called Rapture Ready, rr-bb.com.
Wait, is this like that last one?
What?
There was another Rapture website we talked about last episode, wasn't it?
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's about the Rapture.
Was it a news story, or was it
kinda. Well, you read it as a news story. It was weird.
Huh. So, basically, this is a post. Notes. It's a forum for this website, Rapture Ready. And the first post says, have you seen the latest Google logo?
Really?
Hey, have you seen this?
Hey.
Yeah.
And then it says the thing, scientists unveil fossil of Darwinian Massilla. I mean, I am really tired of this stupid AC world. My father is Yahweh, my God and my Savior, Yeshua and the Kadosh Ruach.
What?
They worship Satan.
What?
Sick stuff.
What are you talking about?
Disappointed smiley face. Is that, that's how I would describe that. And then Sir Drum says, yeah, I was about to post something on it. I find myself mad and in disbelief that Google would celebrate such an outright falsehood. It's a monkey, people.
It's a monkey, people.
By the way, I would link to the photo, but I haven't made 15 posts yet. So,
fuck. Does it say that?
Yes. And that was his 11th post. Wow. Hail Satan.
I don't know what to say.
Are you cool?
Dude, are you cool?
This guy's name is Yeshua is coming back.
Who?
Yeshua.
Who is
Yeshua?
Who is that?
Google it. I don't know. Yeshua.
I don't even know how to spell that.
And he just posts a mad, angry smiley face with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Yeti dancing, and then 2 weird, crazy looking smiley faces.
Yeah.
And that was his post. As everyone keeps reading, R2KS says, the Bible says there will be an increase in knowledge in the last days. Man thinks he has all the answers, and they say this will put it all together, the missing link, and millions will fall for it. This is a sad, sad trick, and all of you will fall for it. Yahshua.
I think Yahshua is a Hebrew word for Jesus.
Oh, well, holla at Yahshua.
At least that's what Wiki's saying.
That is sad. Hell is opening her mouth and getting ready to swallow many on this one. Swallow with a capital S.
Ooh.
Swallow.
Why is hell going to be a her? This guy's a pervert.
What?
Hell?
Yeah. Hell is opening her mouth.
Well, it's hell.
I'm like...
Yeah.
Hey.
Ouch.
Hell is
it's
a
hell.
Bitch.
Hell is a bitch.
So if her mouth is hell,
then you put your...
Why would you put your penis in it?
Because that's...
It's a sick, sick trick that we all play.
See, heaven's a girl too, but when you put your penis in that, it's very nice. Hell
so
is not
so
nice.
If you put
nice.
Your penis in hell, does it become heaven?
No.
Because that's what it sounds
fucking
like.
It bites it off.
It just becomes hell with a penis in it.
Oh, my God.
Ears to Hear says, I suppose Google is trying to portray by their graphic that we all came from out of the goo.
The
like
goo?
Like oil?
I don't know.
What idiocy? Cherish says. What idiocy? Where? I don't see it. Midnight Crier says, I saw it and was going to post on it as well, but you beat me to it. Because only one person can post it on it, and then that's it.
Right.
I almost threw my laptop. It made me so mad.
This picture.
It made me so mad. The picture is a dog playing with a yo-yo. Like a
what?
An awfully graphical yo-yo.
Mm-hmm. Is it
just doing this?
And this is what's making them mad?
No, the Google logo.
Oh, okay.
Because it's saying evolution is correct.
Right.
And they're like, no, it is not correct. We came from God, not monkeys.
At least I know Google is an atheist.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of on...
But
it's
scientific. It's real. It's fact.
Right.
No,
it's based
like,
on
good
fact.
Stuff
no,
that
it's,
people need to know.
It's God.
Why wouldn't we
God
post
is not
this?
Based on fact. Science is based
it's
on
called
fact.
Faith, brother.
Fuck God.
It's called the real world. Like, what's actually
yeah,
real.
What we can
and not
actually
your
prove.
Imagination that you didn't grow out of.
Things that we can prove we need to know about.
Did you say fuck God?
Yes, I did.
Fuck God.
You hear how she kind of stuttered, though. She's like,
I couldn't think of anything better to say. I'm just like, fuck God.
So, you're so mad, you want to throw your laptop.
Right. Like, over this stupid thing.
These people make me so mad.
Don't throw that laptop.
Don't.
Throw their laptop.
Yeah.
Love and Life Force says, I did see that this morning. Ugh.
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 Ugh. God, typing is so tough. It's so hard. Ugh. I'm so distasted at you. Ugh.
Distasted?
That is why I use Blingo instead of Google.
Because Blingo is
Lord
Christian.
Jesus, you are my king. Draw me closer to you with each passing hour. Aim fucking in. That's why I use Blingo. Ugh. I never use liberal Google either. Smiley face, thumbs down. Ugh. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sun's God. What does that even mean, Amberlynn? Do you even know what that means? It means you're an idiot. Kay says, I've not seen this, and I see Google every day. How could I have missed this? How could I be so blind?
Travesty!
Is there an image or something? I'm missing something. I'll have to check again.
Wow.
Ugh.
Like, you don't even know.
Cherish says, I posted the link. Google.com.
That's the link.
The image that normally just says Google is now that stupid monkey skeleton. Ugh. That one that we all came from? Sheesh. Anxiously waiting. Cherished is anxiously waiting. And she has 1,800 posts. Over 1,800.
Wow.
Nank is a regular member with 397 posts. So the
what
more
kind
posts,
of forum is this?
The more it's a Christian religious kind of forum.
What's
but the
it called?
rr-bb.com. It's
really?
Called Rapture Ready. Right.
Gotcha.
But the more you post, and then it changes your thing. You're like member, and then you're like altar boy, and then you're like choir boy, and then you're like deacon, and then you're like anxiously fucking waiting because it's been like a billion fucking years and you still haven't come. And then it's like drinking the Kool-Aid, all wearing the same
drinking
shoes,
the Kool-Aid,
even more anxiously waiting for your second coming,
blowing my brains out,
blowing my load all over the fucking bedroom. And there's a lot of people on this place.
Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, is that what it was? I just thought it was a big pile of puppy poo.
Is that really?
That really is what it says.
Wow.
A big pile of puppy poo.
Nancy, regular member.
Blah.
I think you have it right. A load of poo. Poo like my stupid little dogs poop every morning.
And that's what we came from.
Ready for the rapture says, good grief. He has
patiently waiting for the rapture.
Not perfect, just forgiven. I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. Okay.
Yeah. Like don't get me wrong. I've killed like 25 people, but I'm forgiven.
I love Jesus. Says this is disgusting. It's disgusting.
I
so
can't
disgusting.
Stand these people.
Yeah.
I really
so
can't.
I wrote it twice. It's so gross.
If
disgusting.
They want to live under rocks, stay under rocks. Don't talk.
Yeah. Internet is above the rocks.
Kiri says, so. I'd expect that as their logo. I read they might team up with Twitter because they are outdoing them. Peace be to all who are in Christ.
Blech.
In it.
In it to win
God,
it.
God, you people.
I know. I'm kind of sick of it.
It's Johnny Bravo.
Annoying. Where is a good gif of Johnny Bravo doing the monkey when you need it? You must be the funny one.
Yeah.
Because your name is Walk the Line. And your location is in a house. LOL.
Oh.
These, oh, I hate these fucking people. I hate them so bad.
Those people are everywhere.
I know. These people, like, make your food right. And babysit your fucking children.
I know.
I had to go to Google and look. I never used that site. I use Kui. It's pronounced Kui. The L is silent.
Wow.
Does anyone use Ask Jeeves?
Yeah, older people whose default page just randomly goes to it.
Same with Yahoo.
It doesn't even vaguely look like a person. Really?
Whoa.
Really? I don't understand.
It's a monkey, actually.
I don't understand all the fuss. No relative of mine. I'm from God.
Yeah.
I trace my family tree back to God.
Not a monkey. I have good genetics.
And all the visitors rush to Google.
Okay.
This is so awesome.
Yeah, I'm done.
This thread caused a huge stir on another site, proclaimed non-believers, that in turn created curiosity, which in turn brought a bunch of them here to see what was the big deal. They then went back to their forum and laughed at us and made fun of us. But you know what?
What?
I betcha it also got some of them thinking, and their visitation to our site may very well have brought someone to the Lord. I bet it did!
Oh, wow.
I bet it did!
Wow.
I bet it fucking did.
Motherfucker.
You saw our site, and now you are up in the Lord with the rest of us.
Now you're a believer.
If out of all those, just one was saved, it was well worth the traffic issues it caused on this site. Smiley face... Amen.
Wow.
Did you know they made an amen smiley face?
No.
And there's
of course they do on a religious
there's
form.
There's a praying smiley.
You got the you got to get the religious form emote pack
4.1.
Yeah.
And that costs $19.99. Oh my God. So yeah,
this is just sickening.
It's fantastic.
Can we stop?
There's real
people.
Yeah,
I'm sick of these.
This
seriously.
Is real.
I know, and it's too
it's
much real.
Real.
I've gotten enough real.
And I'm not friends with any of those people, so I'm good.
They just piss me off.
Yes.
They're friends with you.
They're friends with God, and you're...
They are no friends of mine, okay? No.
Did I tell you?
Hey, wait, does anything ever interesting happen in your life?
No.
No, never.
Never?
Never?
No. Did you know they make illustrated FMLs?
Yes.
That's really? Awesome.
Nice.
Today, my dad told me about how my mother had a bad dream last night and began to scream, "Don't take me! Take my children!"
What?
Wow.
Fuck my life.
That's sad.
That's sad.
That's awesome.
That's the, of all times to walk in.
That
too.
Was actually not a dream.
No.
At all.
She was awake, dude.
Today I was out walking my dog. A cute woman says, "Hey, sup."
No, nice dog.
Oh.
After the sup.
Yeah.
It's all in the timing.
Sup. Nice dog.
Oh my God.
And without thinking, I respond, "Hey, you too."
Wow.
She doesn't have a dog.
No.
No.
That's
so
one of
great.
Those cases where you're programmed.
Autopilot.
That's the program running.
That's what I'm like, enjoy. And they're like, "You too." Oh, right. You're at work.
Yeah.
Today I was training for a sales associate.
Or a good example would be you're at a restaurant and they give you your food and they're like, "Enjoy. Hey, you too.
You
wait,
too.
Wait a minute.
You're not eating.
Slave. You too.
Yeah, you too.
You
thanks
enjoy
for
that.
My food.
Bono. You too.
You too."
Today I was training for a sales associate job at a local department store. You can't spell sales associate without ass. Do you know that?
No.
Yes.
Sitting in front of a computer watching videos about the rules. 6.5 hours into the 8-hour long training period, the manager comes
wait,
up and tells me,
"Wait, was the video 8 hours?
What?
Was the video 8 hours?
Maybe.
That would be awesome.
It was just on repeat, like just looping. You're like, "Oh, I swear I've
and
seen
it's an
this.
Hour long."
I actually put in the wrong CD. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
6.5 hours?
Well, I bet you he still got paid for that, and then he got paid to watch the other crap that he was supposed to
I
watch.
I doubt it.
God, no.
I
or
doubt
he was
it.
Probably
you're
like,
fired.
You know what? If you can't find the right DVD...
Yeah, you can't even
you're
play...
You're not going to get
dude,
all my
no,
cash
no, you
register.
Can't even play the right instructional video.
Not only are you...
How are you going to do this job?
Right, right.
Not only are you not getting hired, but you're fucking fired.
Yeah.
Get the fucking
fired.
Out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying you for that.
No.
Yeah, no.
Today I decided to surprise my girlfriend and send her an edible arrangement.
Oh, hmm. Like edible underwear?
Like an indecent proposal.
What?
When she called to tell me she had gotten it, she was more excited about the cute boy who delivered it than she was about the fruit bouquet.
Oh,
she had sex with him.
Oh, what?
Fuck my life.
Wow.
Full sex. He came back and he's like, hey, thanks for the
tip,
man.
That is an awesome fuck my
life. What tip?
That sucks that that happened to that person. Like, that whoever
does.
That person is, I feel bad for him.
And your who
I
was
have
it?
Sympathy.
Your girlfriend is a slut.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
That's a keeper, buddy.
Yeah.
Today I was watching TV with a cup of coffee. My mom asked if I wanted a Mars bar.
Mars bar?
Do you want a Mars bar?
No.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No?
No.
No.
I said that would be great. And she proceeded to throw one at me, catching me off guard. The Mars bar went straight into my coffee, spilling it over my bare legs. I now have a scald mark on my blank.
Crotch.
Penis.
Penis.
Fuck
penis.
My life.
Oh.
Hot coffee on your penis.
Wait. On the penis.
That's. Oh.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Yeah,
nor do I
that
want
would
to.
Be
your sensitive ball sack.
God, that would be so much more hot.
Down the taintal area.
Ooh.
Hot.
Ow.
Today, my friend and I decided to wear a new red lipstick.
Hmm.
Blah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The guy I liked turned around, looked at her, and said, red is really interesting. Sexy color. Hey, that red... really interesting.
It's sexy.
Also sexy.
Yeah.
Pretty bold, not bad. Not good, but you know,
yeah,
not that
not bad,
bad
either.
And
it's
he smiled. I waited, smiling also, only for him to frown and say, "Your teeth are really yellow."
Aww.
My life.
That red really brings out the yellow in your gingivitis.
That's what he should have said.
That's exactly what he should have said.
That's disgusting.
Aw, you skipped one again. You always do that.
He probably.
Do you want to do this?
Well, I just noticed it when I look over. I'm like, wait,
you're
he
not,
didn't read that one.
First of all, you have your own screen. You're not supposed to be looking at the master screen here. That's what I call it. That's the master screen.
Uh-huh.
That's... the master 2 screen, and
right.
This is the slave screen, and this is the master 3 screen.
What?
That's mean.
Which one did I skip? Today, I was walking around my house without a shirt on after my shower. I picked up my cat, kicked it outside.
No.
Just as my dad turned on the vacuum, now I have 6 rather deep bloody holes in my shoulder and chest.
Awesome.
Fuck my cat.
That would suck.
That would suck. Today, I decided to finally, spelled wrong, use the gym membership. It's a gift, really. I can't help yeah. it.
It looks like finale.
It's a gift.
Finale. Today, I decided
it's a curse.
To finale use the gym membership.
Finale.
I got a few weeks ago after I returned to the locker room. The locker I used was opened with all my stuff, including, but not limited to, my iTouch. iTouch.
Wow.
That's a dirty name.
Yeah.
Cell phone.
That's why I always call it the iTouch myself.
iTouch myself. iTouch cell phone and my wallet with cash stolen. It turns out I left the sticker that tells you your combo actually on the lock that it was the combo.
What a fucking retard,
wow.
Really?
I'm a retard.
You know they're going to try and put in lockers at my work? Like,
really?
In the back areas, because I guess a bunch of people's crap, like, went missing. Like, some girl's jacket got stolen or some stuff, and, yeah, so they want to put lockers back there. And plus, I kind of throw...
like, the first day at Anna's, a bunch of stuff got stolen out of someone's purse.
I heard that.
Really?
Like, some pills and, like, some makeup and stuff.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
That's
a
jack move.
I know.
Stealing my prescription drugs.
No, they were illegal prescription drugs.
Of course they were.
Like, they were bought illegally from that person.
Oh. Well, no,
one
I mean, like, I always
another.
Put, like, my bag in my
from
jacket.
From one person to another.
Yeah.
I always put my bag and my jacket in our dry storage area, which is not a storage area for your like your jacket and shit. Uh-huh. And I just stick it right on a shelf, and they're like, you really need to put that in like the employee's. No, I don't want to do that. So they're going to put lockers in there. That's going to be cool. Sweet.
And cameras. There'll be a chick's locker room and a dude's locker room. Be like, Penny Red! today I spent 2 hours making dinner for my boyfriend's family when I brought Hamburger Helper. Shake and
probably.
Bake.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
shake
Hamburger
and
Helper.
Bake.
Or Shake and Bake. Either or.
I'm going with Shake and Bake.
Probably the best meal we've had here was that Hamburger Helper.
It's like the only meal we've had here, though.
Well, that you've had here. She eats here.
Does she? Hey, whose dishes are in the sink still?
Yours.
Remember when you asked me why I don't like eating here, and I said because I fucking hate doing dishes.
So you just don't make it.
And you're like, oh no, I'll wash the dishes that I make dirty. I'm like, I'd rather you just didn't touch plates at all. I don't even know why I have them. Yeah. She's like, no, I swear to fucking God,
well,
man,
if you don't use them, why does it matter that they're in the sink?
Because they are moldy by now, and it stinks, and it's gross.
I don't even think there's anything on
them. Cat doesn't even go near there anymore.
Just rinse it off first. The cat rinse it off and set it in the sink.
The cat pisses in a box that reeks like ammonia, and she won't go near that disgusting
mess. You know what? Wow. Actually, I think the thing that's molding and smells, and you know this isn't mine because...
You're twat.
Oh, come on!
You have sex with it.
Booyah! Gotta be quick with those. Is what?
Is the fork you fucking use to eat peanut butter with. And I have not eaten peanut butter since I vomited it up.
Because there's still peanut butter on it.
Yes, everything I use is rinsed off. Your peanut butter covered fork is moldy. That's you.
Is moldy peanut butter. But I've never heard of moldy peanut butter before.
It molds.
Well, if
I've never had mold on my peanut butter.
If you leave it out in open air and it's in a wet area, then yeah, it's going
to
mold.
I love peanut butter, but I refuse to eat it now, so I know that was him.
Because of the mold?
No, because I puked it up.
It's like,
I never want to eat it. Solid. It was so gross.
Just whatever you do, don't get drunk and get the munchies and think it's a good idea to eat a peanut butter sandwich.
No.
Well, no shit.
I love peanut butter,
She's
too.
The smart one. It's cool. Today I spent 2 hours making dinner for my boyfriend's family. When I brought it over to their house, they said thanks and didn't bother to invite me in to stay to eat it at all. Fuck my life.
Wow.
My boyfriend's parents are assholes.
So is your boyfriend, probably.
Hey, come on in. No, you, not you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's related to us.
Right, you come in, the other one get.
You never come in.
Get.
You're not get.
Get.
Today I decided to go tanning. I went outside and took my top off.
That's
and
hot.
Laid out in the sun for about an hour. Me and the sun, we did it. No big deal.
I had sex with the sun for
That's
about
right.
an hour.
It was cool.
Molested your whole body.
Oh, it's on fire. When I was about to go inside, a phone rang. A phone. Not
it wasn't whose.
Not my phone.
Could be anyone's phone.
A phone rang.
Yeah.
It belonged to one of the five men that were working on my roof and watching me the entire time.
Oh my
god.
Nice.
Fuck my life.
That's awesome.
You know they're like, shh. Don't spook her.
And then
it's on.
I'm surprised after the phone rang, you didn't hear an aww coming from all the guys.
Come on.
Yeah, and you're like, aw, now we don't get to watch.
That sucks.
What are you doing?
Yeah. It's like, you're supposed to put your phone on vibrate, asshole.
Didn't you see the sign?
Yeah.
It's on the back of all our helmets.
Oh, my God.
Today, I had to take swimming lessons because my mom has a fear I'll drown, and I'm totally afraid of swimming anyway and never get anywhere near water. Hmm. My instructor, a high school classmate of mine, no big deal. My fellow swimming classmates, 5 and 6 year old kids. Fuck my life.
Awesome.
Wow.
Just the piss. Oh, that's so gross.
You'll probably see even a floater every once in a while.
Probably. Big public pools like that are so disgusting.
With kids like under 10.
It was cool mostly. Back in the Greek times when they had those big things because they didn't have AIDS and shit back then.
It didn't really matter.
Right. And everyone was Greek and just fucking...
Spartans.
Couple more. Blah, blah, blah. Today, me and my coworkers were playing with the helium tank we got.
Nice.
We were all giggling like little girls for the better half of 15 minutes.
Jesus.
I don't know what is more sad. Maybe you can tell me.
Okay.
A bunch of guys sucking helium instead of working... Or, okay, so, or that the youngest guy in the group is 43.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
They are the youngest guy's 43.
Equally awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Last one for tonight. Today, I went to my girlfriend's Catholic all-girls high school to ask her to prom by decorating her car with
Catholic schoolgirls that are like, you know, girls only, just a bunch of lesbians.
Yeah, they're a bunch of raging
That's
fucking
what
whores.
I always thought. It's they're great. Just all lesbians.
They go on
because it's an all girls school.
Prosperous careers at the fucking Bunny Ranch and the Playboy Mansion, maybe.
Maybe.
As soon as I walked on campus, the school went into lockdown because of a suspicious male intruder.
What?
When I saw my girlfriend, she denied knowing me, and I was arrested. Ouch!
Oh, I don't know him.
That's what we call the old bait and switch.
That sucks.
And what a bitch.
No, you just have a shitty girlfriend. She's like, actually, I'm going with someone else.
I don't know who that... Who I have never seen that man in my life.
I don't know who
ever,
that is.
Ever, ever. So.
It's your turn.
Is it my turn?
It is. I read last time.
Okay. Do some news.
Do some news.
Episode 194. 195, Saturday, 8 a.m.
Cool.
That's such a great schedule.
That is the worst.
This one,
I know, that's my first
it'd be
day
better.
Off.
It'd be better if it was on a weekday because people could like catch it on their way to work.
Oh, I'm so excited because I have Memorial Day off, or is it Labor Day?
When's Memorial Day? When's Labor Day?
Oh, it's Monday.
Next Monday. It's this Monday, huh?
Yeah,
I have this Monday off. Fucking off.
Really?
Oh man.
Well, you get all those corporate holiday things off, don't you?
I get it paid.
I only get Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That sucks for you.
Yeah, but I actually, this holiday, that is a huge barbecue day, I have off. I am so stoked.
Okay. So, this one is called, I Was Attracted to Him, So I Enjoyed It. Fucking loved it. He fucking loved me.
You're attracted, right.
Teen who auctioned off her virginity for 8,800 pounds reveals details of her first time.
You must be fucking hot to be able to sell it for that much.
I know, shit, huh?
Like, you must be fucking hot.
Or he must be, like,
or just loaded and
old,
lonely.
Old and loaded.
And lonely.
And fucking loaded.
Yeah.
A teenager who sold her virginity online for 8,800 pounds has revealed the details of her tryst with the winning bidder, Alina
What?
Persia. Alina Persia, 18.
It was almost like you had a stutter. Like,
that was Ustream. That was Ustream, not me.
That was you. I heard it live.
Not me.
Persia.
Auctioned her virginity on a website so that she could afford to pay for her computing degree. Really?
Wow. That's kind of like, I guess that's how you gotta do it. Just to get through school. I'll
but
sell my virginity.
You've had it for that long and...
No! She's not a virgin.
Did I say... I didn't say original virgin.
Right.
I mean, it,
born
I've had,
again.
I've had a surgery here and there.
Yeah. Well, not even that. She just wasn't a complete slut or nothing. She fucked, but...
8,800 pounds. What do you want?
Yeah.
Like, that. I'm sorry. I'll bleed all over your fucking
That's
sheets for you.
Prostitute.
I'll scream when it happens. I'll probably cry a little bit.
Right.
All this and more for 8,800 pounds.
She's good at faking.
The winner of the auction was a 45-year-old Italian businessman.
Of course it was.
Businessman.
Right. Cheating on his wife.
Right. But she had no qualms about going through with the deal. Absolutely. the businessman from Bologna paid...
Bologna?
Bologna? Is it pronounced Bologna?
Yeah.
Holy shit. The businessman from Bologna paid for her fly to Venice, where the couple toured the sights before spending a night in a luxury hotel. Wow. I'd be like, I already paid £8,800. Like, we're going straight to the hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
See it on your way out. Lena, who underwent two medical examinations to prove her virginity.
Oh, wow.
Really?
She's like, I want,
I'm paying for the virginity, yes. Not for you, bitch.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You could just, like, do a virginectomy.
A virgin.
And just give me that. And
a virginisectomy.
A virginisectomy.
This is virginicide.
That's what it is. That's what it was. He said, I liked the man and got on with him well. He didn't look 45, and he
He looked more like he was 50.
He seemed much younger.
Oh.
We spoke in English, as I can't speak Italian, and he can't speak Romanian. He
what?
Paid me a lot of compliments throughout the day, and he was very funny and charming. We got on very well, and I was pleased he'd won. I was pleased.
Mm, it could have been some dude you did not want.
Some
to.
Fat fucking
See, that's
Guido
why she
asshole.
Liked, she enjoyed it because she was expecting much worse.
He told me he had, yes, much,
so
much
she's
worse.
Like, wow, this is actually
like,
pretty
hey,
awesome.
I can do this.
Yeah.
And then.
This is easy.
I'll
I could have done this for free.
I'll take half of that money and go back to Thailand and get it fucking sewn in again. Get the hymen implant.
Right.
Up in my shit. And then I'll do it again.
Of course.
But not in Italy.
No, like, you gotta go just like...
Right, a different Craigslist. Craigslist, yeah. California, then maybe try like Craigslist, Colorado or
right,
something.
Right, right.
Not
you
the
don't
same.
Wanna do the same place all the time.
He told me he had a good job, but he didn't say if he was married or had a family. And
so
hey,
he does.
I didn't ask him, so fuck us. It's
oh,
all
you
good.
You didn't ask.
It's okay. All good here.
That's a good point.
Alina left her hometown of Caracal, Romania in January with two cousins to find work in Mannheim, Germany, but lost her job in a restaurant because her German was too poor. She left her country.
My German has no money.
Because her Romanian was way too poor. So she's like, I gotta go over here. And then she's like, man, I'm even too poor in Germany.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks.
She was inspired to auction herself on a German erotic website after reading how American women... Natalie Dillon, 22, from San Diego, had put her virginity up for sale for £2.5 million.
Wow.
Hers is actually still on auction and
wow.
will be for the rest of her life. The Romanian had hoped to raise as much as £50,000 through the controversial sale.
Sound it out.
But still plans to go to university. The bidding lasted 2 weeks. I'm a huge slut, but now I have £4,400. And that is it for that story.
Sweet.
That's it.
This one is called Phoenix Man Killed in Gun Safety Demo.
Nice.
I know. That's this,
these are
the most
best.
Ironic.
The best. Ever. This is... how you make sure the safety... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, God!
This is even worse, though, actually.
Than like, shooting your balls?
Oh, yeah, because he did it on purpose, pretty much. A 26-year-old Phoenix man accidentally killed himself early Sunday while explaining gun safety to two Sierra Vista residents. Samuel was...
Wait, gun safety or gun not safety?
Gun safety.
Safety off.
Safety on.
This is how you don't use it.
This is how you should.
Because if that was the case, then he would have done his job. And and everything's cool.
So he was at an apartment on West Tacoma Street when he said guns should be kept unloaded because people could point them at their heads.
And
the
then
police.
Proceeded
and then
to
demonstrated by putting his own 9mm, which he believed to be unloaded,
yes.
to his head and firing
yes,
it.
Yes, he did. He absolutely did. Oh, my
Of course.
Fuck. He was flown to University Medical Center where he was pronounced
Why?
Dead.
Why would you
he
do that?
He was pronounced dead.
You call
An investigation is ongoing, but police did not believe alcohol or drugs were involved. Yeah, I know. He was just an idiot.
Drummer boy Adam says, at least he won't do that again.
At least. Hey, we like to find the silver lining.
Yeah. But that's it for that story.
Seriously, if you call 911 dispatch and they're like, 911, and he's like, hi, I just shot myself, and the 911 dispatch is like, okay, how did it happen? And if you say, well, I was demonstrating gun safety.
Well, he shot himself in the head and was
call ended.
Dead.
Call ended.
He was, like, dead instantly.
Well, then if whoever calls 911 says that that's how he died, call ended. Done.
Just hang up.
I'm sorry. We'll call, well, someone will be there to pick up the body.
Yeah,
like,
eventually.
Don't, hey, don't waste your time.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Hey, only call me when there's an actual emergency, please.
Yeah, because that's a waste of public resources, and that's sad.
Right.
All right, this one is called Marilyn Manson Fan Shoots Himself.
Really?
Was that guy a Marilyn Manson fan?
Probably.
Could have been.
Is it the same story? Just like...
Was he an eighth grader?
No.
Okay.
Aww.
He was 26. Well, he could have been in eighth grade.
Where was it? Hold on.
It was Arizona.
I don't know. Maybe. An eighth grade student and apparent Marilyn Manson and AC/DC fan fired a shot but missed a teacher in a classroom before shooting himself in the head, which... A shot he did not miss.
No.
Hey, man, nice shot. In LaRose, Louisiana. 15-year-old Dustin Duche is in critical condition after undergoing surgery for a single gunshot wound to the head. See, that there's another one.
Yeah.
Like, did you do this?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Then I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did this to yourself.
We'll be by to pick up the body after we got to make a stop at this...
Right, like, he did that
because
he wanted to kill himself. This guy is just an idiot.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah.
Investigators later found an apparent suicide note that included the line, and I quote, "You all will die," and indicated Duchette? Intended to kill other people. Police say the student got the 25 caliber semi-automatic gun, which had 4 bullets in it, from his father's house on the weekend. The school has both standing and handheld metal detectors, but we don't use them on Monday. It's called Metal Detectors
oh
Monday.
My God.
Right. And we don't use them on
Monday.
If you
want to kill someone,
bring it on religion Monday. Doesn't allow us to use any of that stuff on Mondays.
No metal detector on Mondays.
Well, no, anything like that.
A student who was in the classroom where the incident occurred said in an Associated Press article that Duche?
I'm pretty sure it's Duche.
Duche. Who was wearing an AC/DC Highway to Hell t-shirt and camouflage pants.
Oh, so it's AC/DC's fault.
Or maybe he's part of a gang.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You don't know.
That's too.
Entered and told everyone to get down. They started doing
down
the robot.
With
the fucking
sickness.
Right.
No, that's not what they did.
Uh-oh.
He then walked over to the teacher, pointed a gun at her, and ordered her to say, "Hail Marilyn Manson!"
What the fuck?
Really?
Like, you have a gun to your teacher's head, and that's what you want her to do?
That's what...
I'd
yeah.
have been like,
blow me!
Suck my dick!
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can say whatever you want when you're
right.
done, but...
Just, suck my dick.
That's so stupid.
First.
How old are you?
Yeah. 15? He's in eighth grade. 15.
I expect better from the
yeah,
youth of our
world. I would think he would say, suck my dick, actually.
I know. A student who was in the classroom where the incident occurred said that she said nothing and he attempted to fire the gun, which originally didn't go off. It did one of these. Click.
God damn it.
He, like, shakes it.
What?
Yeah. And that's where his story comes into play. Yay!
is that how he did? Because he did shoot himself in the head.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That had to have been it. Fucking
yeah.
click, looks in it, boom!
Oh,
boom!
It
Hail Marilyn
Wow,
Madison.
So he tried to kill the teacher, but it didn't go off, so he looks at it and pulls
Taps
the trigger.
It, right.
and
no.
It.
After adjusting it, he fired a bullet into a wall before he left the room and went to a restroom across the hall where he shot himself. You couldn't even do it in front of everybody, you fucking pussy.
Well, yeah, see, after that, cool. after not firing, he's like, fuck.
He's embarrassed.
Like, yeah, he's so embarrassed. He's like, I'm going to go kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself in shame now.
I have to go poop now. I'm so nervous.
Hero number one wants to know where this took place.
Louisiana. LaRose, Louisiana.
At the high school.
Right.
Or junior high or whatever.
Students told police that Duchette... Douchey?
Just Duchette? Pick one.
Had a fascination with Manson and Adolf Hitler, but was acknowledged as both a nice and quiet person. They always say that. So
yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about the victim here?
Well, he was quiet, but he was pretty quiet. Nice.
He was nice,
he
you
was
know.
Not, he was a good kid.
He was all right.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, he was a good kid.
Never did no harm to no one.
No, hey, he was just that's, quiet.
It's like
nice.
That's every single person ever
in
to
the
have
world,
done
ever,
anything
born,
ever.
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 Ever. Oh, fuck. Douchey had no disciplinary problems at the school,
wow.
which was about 500 students and is located in a rural community, of about 7,000 people, about 70 kilometers southwest of New Orleans, and had never been in trouble with the law. Manson was blamed for the 99 Columbine High School Massacre,
yeah, of course.
In which Eric Harris and Dylan shot and killed a bunch of people. Right. Manson, who prophetically said in an 04 interview with Chart Attack that he, quote, "I really couldn't care less about sound scan anymore. I'm going for body count."
Who said that?
Manson.
Wow.
That's
so awesome.
Now, you know what? I'm done fucking around. I'm going for body count.
Yeah.
Stop vaccinating your children. And shoot your teachers.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's what his lyrics are now.
He was also blamed for another school shooting in 07 when 14-year-old Asa Kuhn...
Asa Kuhn?
Okay, who wrote
what?
This? Who wrote this? Who's
seriously?
Fucking with Ashton?
Ashton.
Seriously? Come on now. You're making me sound racist here. I don't like that. He shot two students and two teachers before shooting himself. Kuhn was allegedly wearing a Manson shirt at the time. And
Kuhn?
Was said. That's what it says. I'm
wow.
sorry.
So if they're wearing a Manson
racism
shirt, they kill themselves
here.
Or they kill
fucking
some people,
racism.
Manson is blamed.
So if I wear my Buddy Christ shirt and I kill a bunch of fucking people.
Is it God's fault?
It's fucking right.
It's God's
fault. God's fault.
You got God. You got Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. We are hiring people who have nothing to live for and are about to kill themselves anyways.
Right.
Come here, get your
you're
shirts.
The perfect one.
Oh my God. That would be so awesome. You know what I really like in this article? After it says that A. Kuhn was allegedly wearing the Manson
right.
shirt and was said to have, quote, worshipped the shock rocker. Then it says, Manson's seventh studio album, The High End of Low, will be released on May 26th. He has these dates scheduled if you'd like to go see him in fucking concert.
Does it really?
It does no shit.
Wow.
He'll be in Atlanta July 24th. This is all
the whole list.
He's going to be in Seattle on July 14th.
Yep.
I know that.
Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Boston.
Yeah,
Tampa,
we might go see that.
West Palm Beach.
Might commit suicide after this show. You never
you might,
know.
No, I might go kill people.
All.
You don't.
I
know.
Might kill someone, but
yeah,
not myself.
Maybe.
You don't fucking know. And that is it for that story.
Awesome.
We could kill each other. So I'll
no.
make you feel better.
No.
No.
No. I'm. Hey, I'm done fucking around now. I'm going for body count.
Right.
That's all I see.
Manson said it best.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Okay, Drowning Pool said it second best.
Right. And then I think Disturbed said it third best.
Right.
Right.
This one's called Dad's Not Alfie. This is a follow-up.
Alfie?
Alfie, the 13-year-old kid that they got that 15-year-old chick pregnant, and they had a kid.
Oh!
This
they had the kid?
Yeah.
That was a positive move.
No, they
what
had
was
the kid. Yeah, okay, no, but... Okay, so the dad is not him.
Really?
The title's Dad's Not Alfie.
Nice.
Oh,
like this 15-year-old slut bitch.
He got up and he was like, I told you, bitch. It
was like, it was like an episode of Jerry Springer or Maury or something.
It's like, Maury, I gotta tell you, man, I know I'm 110% sure that that ain't mine, man.
It ain't mine.
I take care of mine.
I want a DNA test.
I take care of mine.
Well, was that the kid who was like, what's financial mean?
What's financial mean?
That's this kid.
Oh, shit.
How do you plan to financially support your child?
Yeah, how are you going to...
What's financial?
We're going to have a baby. Yay.
I'm kind
of
retarded.
Okay, so... A boy of 14 was the real father of the baby. That 13-year-old Elfie thought was his. It emerged yesterday.
That slut!
I know!
That little 13-year-old... 15?
No, she's 15.
Okay, that little
He's going for the older chicks.
That little 15-year-old slut.
I know.
That is fucking...
Schoolboy Elfie believed he had become Britain's youngest dad after 15-year-old
He's
girlfriend
like...
Chantel Stedman gave birth to daughter... Messi.
Can you guys stop calling me Schoolboy Alfie, please?
Yes.
I only have one request. Stop calling
Sweet
me...
Sweet name.
Right. Schoolboy Alfie.
Schoolboy
out.
Alfie. That's... I don't want to hear it one more time.
No, I'm good, thanks.
But DNA test proved teenager Tyler Barker is the father. Little Elfie Pat. Or they call him Little
How old
Elfie.
Is the real father?
14. He's a year 14. Older.
Do you think he went over there and, like, beat his ass because that was his chick?
Who, Elfie beat his ass?
Little Alfie.
Well, no, he was no one. She was no one's chick, it sounds like.
I'm my own chick.
Hero number one says, I might be the father.
Shit, yeah, maybe.
Fuck.
We all might. It's anyone's game.
Fuck 15-year-old girls?
At this point, Al, it's anyone's game.
So little Elfie Patton proudly told the
world
he would care
I'm
for
15
his,
now.
He would care for his newborn girl, but was left extremely distressed when he learned she wasn't his. He was pissed. He probably cried.
He probably went and killed him.
I hope so. The schoolboy was just 12 at the time that Macy was conceived and vowed to be good at bring up the child.
Hey, what are your strong points? Well, I'm very good at bringing up children.
Right.
I don't know what financial means, but I plan on learning that sometime in the next 5 years.
I'm sure if I'm good at it, I'll
Also, in the next 5 years, looking forward to driving legally.
Right.
And getting a job legally. Maybe getting my GED.
And then a couple years after that, I can move out of mom's.
Hopefully.
If I'm making enough money, not making promises, but hopefully. But yesterday, DNA results revealed in London's High Court proved that Elfin-faced Elfie did not father the child.
It was also on Guinness World Record of longest victory lap ever run.
No, he was...
Just, like, around...
No, he kind of sounded like he wanted it. He's a stupid, like, 12-year-old kid. He's like,
He should have been, like, in your face!
God will provide.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it for that story.
That's fantastic.
Oh, what you got for me here?
I got... This is great. This is so awesome. This one is called The Obesity Epidemic in the U.S. is due solely to blank, blank, blank.
What?
Never mind. It's increased food intake.
Got it.
Did you know that that's why everyone is fat in the U.S.? Because you're actually eating more.
You're eating too much.
You're eating more
and
than
you're
you
And you're eating
need.
Really shitty food.
And right. you're eating a lot of it. And this is Melbourne, Australia.
Australia. The well, it's like that here, too.
The amount of food Americans eat has been increasing since the 1970s.
Wait, Australia is doing a story about us?
Right, mate. They're like, right. oi! Check Why are you so fat? Fatty boom boom. So we've actually been exponentially increasing our food intake since the 70s.
Wow, just borking our way up.
That alone is the cause of the obesity epidemic in the U.S. today.
Kitty's like tripping balls. I keep like seeing her watch stuff moving around.
She does
but
that.
But there's nothing there.
Sometimes there's stuff moving around. But
no, but she's like looking up and following it. Like it's in the
following
air.
Following it. Whatever
but there's
it
nothing
is.
There.
It flies maybe. You
no,
don't know.
I can,
you don't know what
I can
it
see.
Is. Physical activity or the lack thereof has played virtually no role in the rising number of expanding American waistlines. These ones.
Right. they kind of expand the you know, everything.
Right, not just body. The waistline, but everything.
But their face,
according
especially.
To research presented at the 09 European Congress on Obesity in Amsterdam last week. They're like, we're going to talk about fat people. We're going to Amsterdam so we can do it while getting fucking high.
Because
this
right.
sucks. Yeah. We know you're fat. We understand. The finding is contrary to the widely held assumption that decreased physical activity is an equally important driver of overweight and obesity in the U.S., said the author, Dr. Boyd Swinburne. If Americans want to get serious about winning the battle of the bulge...
That's funny.
They're going to have to cut down on the amount of food they eat. Hey, chill.
Adam says, because the weed smoking rate is going up, of course people are getting fat.
I don't think that's it. I think what
people have been getting
else
fat
said,
from eating
a lot
too
of it
way,
is yeah. drinking a bunch of beer. All the kids I used to be friends with all have big old fat guts because yep. of drinking beer.
Lots. And
disgusting.
Then eating a bunch, too.
Right, yeah. It's so great now because they're all way bigger than I am now, and that's awesome to me.
Hero number one says that's when you take cocaine, even it out a little.
Yeah. You got to moderate.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Right.
Key. He warned that won't be easy to stop, you know, stuffing our fat fucking faces. Right. I warn you, though. Easier said than
done. It takes some willpower.
You guys like your fucking food, you fat fuck.
I like
fuck.
My french fries, man.
Gotta have them. Gotta have them. Quote, the food industry has done such a great job of marketing their products, making the food so tasty that it's almost irresistible, pricing their products just right and placing them everywhere, that is very hard for the average person to resist the devil's temptation.
This doesn't really say that.
No. It devil. Says to resist temptation.
Oh.
They've actually gone so far as to put heroin and crack cocaine in your food.
That's why they taste so good.
That is why you just need more. I eat like 8 Butterfingers a day. No joke.
No joke. I don't get high from it.
No,
But it's also a lot cheaper than those drugs.
Well, I gotta have them, man. Tell you what, I gotta fucking have them. Those Golden Graham fucking s'more bar things? Holy
hey,
fuck.
Not even once.
Dude.
Not even once.
I have like 3 of them in my bag right now.
Right.
They're so good.
I'm not gonna be like that guy.
I'm not gonna turn into that. Oh, fuck. It's very hard for the average person to resist temptation. Food is virtually everywhere, probably even in churches and funeral parlors. Hey, relax, guy.
Relax.
Want a chip?
I'm
potato
hungry.
Chip? Want a beer? Hey, fetch me a beer. Go get
some,
beer.
Some blood of Christ?
Some blood? Some body of Christ?
Some body?
Some Christ
some
light?
Some stale body, but...
Stale, nasty...
Stale body of Christ.
Christ light, now with saccharin. Right. Because aspartame causes brain hemorrhoids. I eat too much, therefore I'm fat. How much this rise in obesity has been driven by excess calorie intake and how much by decreased physical activity has been a topic of debate for years, but has been difficult to pin down. He and his colleagues, Swinburne and his colleagues, estimated those proportions by devising a series of equations that took into account energy intake, energy expenditure, and body size in 963 children and almost 1,400 adults.
Wow.
You got all these little fat kids and their big old fat parents, and you're like, all right, let's do this.
You gotta
why
just
are
kill
you
them
getting,
all.
Why are you getting fatter? What do you guys have in common? Every time I look at you, you're like putting food into your mouth. Every time I look at you.
I hate that. It like, I don't know. A piece of me dies inside every time.
Every time
I see a big fat person eating,
just like I'll like, supersize oh, that.
So,
yes, you will. Just, you absolutely will.
It just hurts me.
Yeah, this thing goes on about the study and shit. But basically, if you want to lose weight, stop eating so much.
Can we just kill them?
Or that.
See, if we just kill the people that are fat...
I like where you're
less
going with
people
this.
People won't start getting fat. It's like, if you knew you were going to get killed, if you got fat and then you had kids and your kids got fat because you're fat...
I gotta tell
you,
I
would
like
fucking...
This. I like where
you
your mind
be careful.
Is.
Yeah.
I like it's, that.
And you know how many other problems that solves?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Feed them to the hungry over in
yes.
Somalia
shoot
or whatever.
Yes, feed the hungry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also,
are we unanimous?
Kind of overpopulated.
Done.
So, helps the population problem.
Done.
Done.
Next.
It's so good.
What else?
Pack it. We'll all have right. like a little meat packing
what's,
plant.
Well, what's your deal?
Canada is not doing as good as us, sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Woman cuffed for not holding escalator
wait,
hand
pardon?
Rail. Woman cuffed for
wait,
not holding
pardon?
Escalator handrail.
What is
anyone
this
who,
one called?
I said that the first
fuck
fucking
you
time.
Did.
This one is called
thank
woman
you.
Cuffed for not holding escalator handrail.
We have structure for a reason.
I'm the one that even came up with that because I just did it. And you were like, hey, I like how you always do that.
You
we should always
that.
Do that. I always said that. And so called. You're like, now we have to always say it.
Well, then fucking say it.
Well, I don't have to. I earned the
ow!
Right. Jesus.
Don't. You, might... you hit me with the
wow.
cat on purpose.
Matt, go for the bitch. Just scratch
I know.
Look what she just did.
She's like, hey,
on
what?
Camera. Let's. I want to see it.
What?
Scratched you.
Bring it up.
Jesus.
That's you.
That's so mean.
And it, I gotta do this all before Matt comes back all in.
Right. Because then it makes fun of me. Anyone who has ridden an escalator and bothered to pay attention has seen and likely ignored little signs suggesting riders hold the grimy handrails. I've never seen
I've
that.
I've never touched those
I think
things.
It's a... Can't me neither.
They're
I think it's a Canada thing.
Disgusting.
In Montreal's subway system, the friendly advice seems to have taken on
knobs.
The force of law, backed by a $100 fine.
Doorknobs. I don't touch them. I don't like them.
Yeah, well, now you get a fine $100 if you don't use it.
Pardon?
What?
It'd be nice if you listened to when I like, told you the story.
What?
No, you're going to fine me $100 if I don't get hepatitis
if you
from
don't
touching
use
your
the,
fucking bar.
If you don't use the handrail on the escalator.
That's so gross. Unless you show me that you have Clorox bleach wipes at the top and the bottom, so the handrail, when it moves,
right.
it's constantly
you
getting wiped
down. You gotta just carry
down.
Clorox bleich wipes with you.
Well, of course.
Always.
I mean,
that way whenever
without...
you touch something.
Right.
A 38-year-old woman of two says when she didn't hold the handrail Wednesday, she was cuffed, dragged into a small holding cell, and fined.
Ugh, cuffer.
She said it was horrible, disgusting behavior by police.
Fuck yeah. Wait, the police said that? They're
no,
like,
she said that.
Oh, okay. I thought they were being all, like, British and shit. Like, oh, I was simply disgusted when she blatantly
right.
broke the law like that.
I did nothing wrong. They should go find the guys who stole my tires off the balcony.
My dubs, son.
My dubs.
Straight up fucking
no
jacked
38-year-old woman has any dubs on her balcony.
You'd be surprised. You'd
in,
be very
in Canada?
Surprised.
I don't know. She was riding the escalator down to catch a 5:30 p.m. subway from the suburb to an evening class downtown when she started rifling through her backpack looking for a fare. Not sure what that's supposed to mean.
A fare. They're a taxi like, cab?
Oh,
a
okay.
fare is the right the
right.
person.
I would just think
right.
the fare.
Taxi.
She grew up in Georgia when it was still part of the Soviet Union. Says she didn't catch the officer's instruction to hold the handrail when he first approached. Excuse
is this like
me,
a
man,
public
use
a serious,
the handrail?
Is this a serious problem
apparently.
That we have to address? How do we solve this one?
Well, it gets even
take
worse.
Out the handrails.
When he told her again to hang on, she says she replied, "I don't have three hands." She was like doing something. Oh, because she was rifling through her bag, right?
Of course.
Besides, she had been sick and feared catching a new bug.
I know, they're everywhere, gross. Like AIDS.
That's when the officer demanded identification so he could write her a
get
ticket.
Get on the ground!
Yeah.
Stop resisting! I said hands on the goddamn handrail! I've had a long
she
day,
she started,
and I'm getting too old for this crap.
She started arguing with the officer, so he handcuffed her and threw her into a small holding cell.
Fuck yeah, and then left her for like the next 3 days.
The officer searched her bag and gave her a $100 ticket for failing to hold the banister and another $320 ticket for obstruction.
Damn right.
Wow.
God.
Obey the law.
That's ridiculous.
Obey.
Obey the fucking
obey.
Law.
Obey. submit.
That's it for
obey.
That story.
That is so great.
You better obey the fucking handrail laws in Canada.
Obey.
Hey,
you're going to be short $420.
There was a free
bucks.
Trial of WoW. You want to do that?
Oh, can I please?
Yes.
You want to download?
For 10 days?
Yeah, download it for 10 days.
This was
for
called.
Free.
If I ever catch you playing WoW again.
Again?
No.
Have you caught her before?
No,
I've
swear
not
to
played WoW
fucking,
since I left Florida.
I swear to Christ if I find WoW at any of these fucking computers.
It's like
I'm not
catch...
even. I am not even playing.
Is that it?
These people.
What if
never,
she plays it on
ever,
her own computer?
These people will never see you again. Ever.
Would
ever,
you leave me because
forever.
Of WoW?
I would fucking kill you.
Over WoW.
Ever.
Dude, wow.
Wow.
That's all I can say to that.
What the hell?
This isn't something to be taken lightly. No. You want your girlfriend to turn into a big fat slob of a WoW player plus
you know what?
Fucking 36 WoW
to obesity.
Oh, plus 5 obesity.
Obesity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, I
please
like...
Please oh. What?
I compromise and give you sex and head
oh,
and all that.
I compromise.
Right, I can't play WoW.
The things you're supposed to do, I compromise and do them.
I compromise and have sex with you.
Yeah, you know, my boyfriend, whom I love, right. I compromise and fuck you, I guess.
I don't, yeah. You're supposed to enjoy
but
doing
it's a
that.
Game, really? Like, it's not that bad of a thing. It's just a
yeah,
game.
Adam says, take my dad, for example. That's what he does.
It's just a
that's
game,
awesome.
Though. It's just something to do.
If you turn it into a game, I will win. I will start drugging everything, and you will pass out, and I'll fuck, and you'll wake up the next morning. I'll be like, 2-0! And then, you know, we'll do that all day. If you want to play a game.
I used to really like WoW.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
Oh, he's talking
whoa.
About sex.
That okay.
Still.
That's fine. If every time I let you play WoW, I fucked you in the ass, then I would
whoa.
Let you play WoW.
Whoa.
while you were playing
whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Why,
yeah.
Wow. While you were
you'd
playing
you'd have to
it.
Have the keyboard and mouse on the desk and just bend her over it.
Yes.
So she can play.
Yes.
But you can't.
That is the only way you will play that game in this house.
You are never to put your dick in my
not
ass.
Under my roof.
I'll just not take the laptop out and then go play WoW.
Not on my
you
watch.
Have to start paying rent before that'll be allowed.
You can't leave the premises. Oh, fuck. And if you do, if that laptop leaves here and it's not in my hands, it blows up. As soon as it crosses the
this
threshold.
Message will self-destruct
right.
in 10
this
seconds.
This laptop will blow you the fuck up. Right, where were we? This one is called Blind Bakersfield Boy. Daddy ate my eyes. Police believe a Bakersfield man bit the eyeball out of his son's face.
Oh my god, that is
and
awesome.
Ate it. Yes!
In your face! That's the. Jesus!
What the fuck?
Hold on, I gotta watch you do this.
Wait for the lag. Wait for it.
I gotta
three,
see you do this.
Two,
wait, here
one.
It is.
One.
Boom!
Get in!
Oh, come
oh
on!
Oh my god, you nailed it! Oh my god, fuck you too!
Yeah. You knocked it the fuck out.
Epic. That is epic.
See, that's why I don't sit so close to you.
I know,
you are
but
kinda close to
if
him,
I sit so. Too
if I'm,
close.
But then it echoes, and I'm starting to get sick of that a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I don't even know what to say to that. Your son, your 4-year-old son. The 4-year-old's other eye was damaged beyond repair, reports said. Oh. The boy's missing eye could not...
Jesus.
Could not, how'd you go blind? My dad bit my eye out.
And ate it. The missing eye could not be located, and the detective was told, Daddy ate my eyes.
Wow.
Prosecutors have charged Angelo... Mr. Mendoza Sr., 34, with mayhem, torture, and child cruelty. Mayhem.
Wow.
You got
mayhem.
Charged with a 1985 cartoon character from the show Mask.
Right.
Mayhem, the bad guys. That's fucked up
that's,
joke.
Wow, that's how you know they're trying to charge you on everything they can get.
That's like its own charge, though.
Yeah.
Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. That's, what is that?
Yeah, how can you be charged for mayhem?
He's being held in jail, $1 million bail. Good luck with that, buddy. Neighbors called police on April 28th and reported they found the child naked and bleeding on the floor of the Mendoza home.
Why was he naked? Yeah.
Because to make the eye taste better.
What? What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
It makes it taste. Trust me.
It doesn't. Shut up.
Trust me.
Seriously.
Trust me.
Why was he naked? That is not a reason.
No, you're right. That's not why. Police located the wheelchair-bound Mendoza at a nearby house where he had severely injured his own leg by chopping at it with a... An axe.
Is he a juggalo?
Possibly. Because that's what pretty fucking hardcore. Do. Eating your eye, your son's
well,
eye.
Well, no, the axe
creepy.
Part.
Really
just rolling
crazy.
Around with a fucking axe.
Yeah.
The boy had severe injuries to both eyes and hands. According to the police report, he told officers, "Daddy bit my eyes and my hands." It was determined Mendoza was the only person alone with his son during the time of the assault. Hospital staff told detectives the boy's left eye and muscle was gone and missing. M-I-A.
Delicious.
His right eye was still in the socket, but damaged beyond repair. Fubard.
So
we
yes,
like
he's
to call
totally
it.
Blind.
So fubard. He has, both of his eyes are effed.
He is fubard.
He is fubard.
Fubard.
Just kill me, dude. That's fucked up.
Right. The boy later made the statement, "Daddy ate my eyes." Thank you for saying that 3 times.
Wow.
Beetlejuice.
Poof.
Are you hungry or are you really
That's
super
just,
pissed?
What's wrong with you?
Are why? You hungry
what
or
What did that kid do?
Even if you were pissed, like, why would you do that?
Because you are super pissed.
Like, I'm super
because
pissed.
Because you know what it was?
What?
The son probably saw him fucking some other chick and was like, "Oh, fuck you,
I'm
dad.
I'm
going to
tell mom."
He's like, "Yeah, I'll rip your fucking eyes out."
Yeah.
He's like, "No, I don't think you will."
And
he's
then
like,
he did
fucking
it.
Douche. Ate it for effect.
Just,
fucking love it. I fucking love it. All right, read one more. We'll get the fuck out of here. Please. Do you have one more?
Yeah, this one's kind of short. Kay. This one is called "Jailed Birthday Boy Raped by Gangster Inmate."
Word.
A white teenager inmate at a Burlington County jail allegedly was held down by 2 black inmates and raped by a 3rd black inmate, reported to be a Bloods gangster.
They do roll in packs. I've heard that.
And they, too, tend to be Bloods.
They do, too.
According to a tipster, a retired former jail officer, the white inmate turned 18... Monday, and the prisoner rape was his birthday present.
Oh, is that for
what?
Me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
The tipster said that while the boy was being raped, he started to have seizures.
Of course he did.
Awesome.
Those are called love spasms.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
He wouldn't confirm the names of the victim or the rape suspect, and when pressed, suggested...
Hey, I may be a bitch, but I ain't no snitch.
Yeah, the interview, it's tipster, and have the tipster comment. What?
What?
I have no idea. Something about a tipster.
Huh.
But that's pretty much it for that story.
Fan.
Doesn't really say anything.
Fantastic.
Just want y'all to know that white boys are getting raped by black dudes
for their birthdays.
Bubba. For their 18th birthday.
Thank you so much. You guys are so, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you're a man now, boy.
Oh,
no, really.
Congratulations.
You shouldn't have.
All right. Well, there's no Friday show because it'll be Saturday, 8 a.m., May 23rd, this Saturday. Come join us on thejamhole.com/live or in person, whatever. Come say hi.
Hey, where's it at?
At Depot Park. Silly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Silly. There's going to be like 12 metal bands playing there. And
yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be brutal.
Other than that, email info at thejamhole.com. Call us, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Thejamhole.com/Twitter. Thejamhole.com/MySpace. Thejamhole.com. It's
slash
all on there.
Danny.
It's there. It's everywhere. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.